Please welcome wonderful Gene Melter.
Thank you, Kirk. Good evening. Well, when I was a teenager, this is in the 1970s, I craved attention, and this manifested itself in three ways. One, I talked way too much. Two, I enhanced my stories and conversation without regard to the truth or accuracy or other people's reputations. And three, you could not keep me off the stage. And I attended an all-girls Catholic school in Los Angeles, which I'll call St. Maybelline. 600 girls, a dozen nuns, and many, many opportunities to perform, and I availed myself of all of them. So drama and chorus and dance and speech, I performed constantly. And my dream was to become a musical comedy legend like Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, Shirley MacLaine, Julie Andrews. My parents did not support my dream. Nevertheless, I applied to colleges that had performing arts programs, and I got accepted to UC Irvine, which is in Orange County. And I handled the whole application process myself. And this was unfortunate because when I arrived for orientation, I discovered that I did not have a place in the dorms, because I didn't know you had to have a separate application for the dorms. So I had to scramble for a place to live, and that landed me a job as a nanny for a very weird couple and their three children, and they live miles from campus. So this prevented me from making friends, really, and from getting a feel for how the performing arts department worked, you know, the subtle nuances and who was who, and who you're supposed to suck up to, that sort of thing. I did my best, though. I signed up for all the classes I should have, drama 1A, ballet 1A, freshman course, a couple academic courses, and, you know, tried to get myself in a good position. Quickly learned that I was not one of the better singers in the freshman class, as I had been at St. Maybelline, and there are many more better singers than me in just the freshman course alone, let alone the other classes. And then I learned that I was way behind in ballet. Even though I was taking beginning ballet, other girls had a lot more training, and I had never had proper training. I had sort of PE dance at St. Maybelline. And I had to even decide whether to take the class pass, fail. I was doing so badly in beginning ballet. Apparently, I had no natural ability in that area. But in drama class, I was stellar. And each time I performed a scene or monologue, I got lots of compliments from the teacher and the other students. So my dream stayed alive. Now, there were opportunities to be in shows, lots of them, because it was a big department. The department itself put on big productions, kind of on a professional level in a professional theater. And then all the grad students had to do shows. They had to write and direct shows. And so I got in two of those. One was, and by the way, I did not audition for anything that involved sex, nudity, foul language, anything God would disapprove of, because I was still a goody-two-shoes Catholic girl. And I don't know how I expected to make a living in show business, but there you have it. So the two shows I did get into that grad students created, one was A Night of Scenes, and I was in a scene from A Streetcar Named Desire. I played Blanche DuBois, and another girl played Stella, and it's a really great dramatic, meaty scene, only the audience couldn't hear a single word of it because the director thought it would be an interesting choice to play a recording of an actual streetcar loudly over the whole scene. So we were basically miming Tennessee Williams' dialogue for 15 minutes. The other show consisted of four actors standing on the stage reciting street signs and graffiti that the director had collected all over the country. So the two of my lines were, "No right turn, and if you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat." So this is not a play, no characters or plot, this is not art, this is not entertainment. The show I really wanted to be in was the big spring musical No No Nanette. This is a Broadway show set in the 1920s. There's like a dozen good speaking roles, a huge chorus, tap dancing, the song Tea for Two. It's about like a zany young woman and her fiance and his relatives. Just a fun G-rated musical so excited about this show. So the auditions would consist of a 2-minute Broadway song, and then followed by a tap dance taught by the choreographer of the show. Hundreds of people were trying out, so you had to sign up for a certain night. And I prepared the song, I Got the Sun in the Morning from Annie Get Your Gun, which I'd been the star of Annie Get Your Gun at St. Maybelline. And I was really solid on I Got the Sun in the Morning. And I planned my outfit. It was a little purple dress and pink tights and black tap shoes. Now, I'd never really learned to tap dance, but I tap danced a little the previous summer when I was miscast as Dainey June in Gypsy. So I knew a few steps. Very confident I could catch on. It looks pretty easy, right? So the audition night came, and I was more excited than nervous because here's a chance to show off for the top dogs in the department. The show is going to be directed by a guy I'll call Gray Fox. He was the head of the whole performing arts department and a handsome older man, and Gray Fox was not married. He was dating, though, a senior who I'll call Ingenue, 1970s, no boundaries. And Gray Fox was known for his parties where students would snort cocaine and cavort in his hot tub. I was never invited to these parties, but I heard about them. So that was Gray Fox. And then there was a choreographer and the music director, and they're all sitting at a table, and you stand in line in the hallway, and you're called in groups of 20. So in my group, I was maybe 3/4 of the way into the group, so I had a chance to study the other auditioners. This is a very handy thing to do. And the reactions of the directors. And I saw that many of these girls had better voices than me, but they were boring. So the people they were trying to impress were actually bored and kind of slumping in their seats or looking around. And I thought, well, I can entertain. I can be exciting for these people. And I just kind of revved myself up, and it was my turn. I just blasted off, belted out. I Got the Sun in the Morning. The directors all sat up in their seats smiling at me, and Gray Fox actually got up out of his seat, came over to the piano and leaned against it and smiled at me like, this is what I'm talking about. Here's an entertainer. It was absolutely thrilling singing to Gray Fox. And then I wrapped up my song and sat down, and I was just like, it was like an electric current going through me. I was just so thrilled with what I had done, and I was going to maybe even be the star of this thing. So then it came, the rest of the girls, and I saw that the directors didn't react to them like they had to me at all. Tap dance audition comes, and the choreographer asked us to get into 4 lines of 5. I get in the back line because I know I need a little time to learn this routine. She teaches the routine. Most of the girls catch on right away. I don't catch any of it. It's just all a blur of arms and legs. None of it, there's no separate steps, it's just a blur. And I start to kind of panic, and I think, well, I have 3 more times and like about 3 more minutes to learn this thing as the lines move up and peel off like this. And I wasn't getting it. And finally I realized that my only hope was to distract the directors with my face, and then maybe they wouldn't be watching my feet. So I get to the front, and Gray Fox is smiling. He's anticipating. He can't wait to see how well I dance. And I start just making faces at him. I'm just pounding the floor with my tap shoes, waving my arms around, and making faces, like the biggest faces. So I'm surprised, and I'm flirtatious, and I'm coy, and I'm sad, and I'm just making faces, trying to keep his attention. And then his face started to kind of change, until he looked, maybe a little bewildered. I took my seat, but I still had hope, because didn't I knock it out of that park with I Got the Sun in the Morning? So I left feeling pretty good, because they could teach me to tap dance, and they could see how magnetic I was, right? They needed me in this show. So a few days later, the results are posted on the bulletin board outside the department building, and a big crowd gathers, and I'm so far back in the crowd, I can't even read the names. there's so many people crowded around, and people are peeling off. Some people are happy. Some people are, and clear. It became very clear quickly that that Ingenue got the part of Nanette. But of course, because she was pretty, she was fairly talented, and she was sleeping with the director. So everybody just like accepted that. But what about the other speaking roles? And so as people are walking away, and I get closer and closer, and I look at those 12 roles, and I'm not there. And it's like, oh. Wow. And I look again, not there. And then I think, oh, that's because I'm a freshman. And there's probably a rule that they have to give the speaking roles to the upperclassmen. But it'll be fun to be in the chorus because I'll make friends, maybe have a showmance, and I'll get to wear a really great flapper costume. So it'll be fun. The chorus will be fine. You know, I'm only a freshman. And I look, there's probably 50 names. I'm not on there. Not by last name, not by first name, not if my name was misspelled. I am nowhere on that bulletin board. But I was a great actress, and so I acted nonchalant, like I didn't even care, like maybe I hadn't even auditioned. And then I scurried away to have a good cry, and how I wished I was back at St. Maybelline, where everyone knew I was a musical comedy star. Thank you.